You are tuned in to FM 90.3 WJTL. That's Casting Crowns. Jesus, Friend of Sinners, all the way back from 2012. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's May 12th, 7:04 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Karina.
We're giving you a chance to tell us what you love, what you skip, and what you want to hear more of on WJTL every week on 2 Cent Tuesday, which is today. You can hop onto our Instagram and Facebook stories to give us your 2 cents.
Our very special guest this morning is Joel Smith. He's the Executive Director of Christian Missionary Technical Services and the Equip Discipleship Gap Year Program. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, thank you.
That's good. Yeah, it's really great to have you here. Anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I give a shout out to my amazing wife, Danielle, our 7 kids, our staff at CMTS, and Robert. You know who you are.
Good morning, Robert. Joel, tell us a little bit about Christian Missionary Technical Services.
Sure. CMTS has been around for over 40 years, and we are in Burnville, Pennsylvania, and our focus is accelerating the gospel through trades and more. And what we do is we teach mechanics, we teach auto body, we have loaner vans for missionaries, and much, much more.
That's cool. So we'll talk a little bit about the Equip Discipleship Gap Year program. When did CMTS start?
In 1983.
Wow. Been around that long.
A long time, yeah.
And how did it start? What's the story behind what you guys do?
Yeah, the story is the founders were missionaries in the country of Peru.
Wow.
And they came back to the States. They felt God calling them back here. They were in New Jersey, and God was calling them to open up a ministry that served other ministries.
Wow.
And that's how CMTS was born in 1983 in New Jersey.
That's amazing. You said that you are sort of the middleman, and
yes,
you're connected to a lot more ministries than people might think. What does the middleman mean?
That means that we work with over 125 local ministries and international ministries. And what we do is we unify ministries, and we also get them what they need to go out and share the gospel.
Wow. So you've been executive director 5 years. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And sort of were there for the establishment of the Equip Discipleship Gap Year program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're super excited about that because my wife and I, when we were young adults, we really struggled with drugs and alcohol, and we walked away from our faith. And now we have an opportunity to get a hold of these young men and women at the age 18 to 22 and kind of catch them, teach them some trades, and get them strong in their faith.
That's amazing. Do you have any great stories or testimonies of people who've been through the program?
Absolutely. We had a young man come through, and he came in very immature, and he will tell you that as well. And he was really struggling. He actually, we didn't know, but he wasn't a Christian when he came into the actual program. Through the different classes that we had, through the different trainings, through some grace that was given throughout the year, he came through at the end and told us that he gave his life to Christ while he was in the Gap Year program.
Give him praise, man. So what does that look like? Are they on your campus? Do they stay there for the year? What is that like?
So it's a 10-month program, and we actually built dorms for them. They have their own kitchen, living room, bathroom, bedroom. It's a really awesome place. And they get 10 months of an awesome experience. They learn a lot of trades. They go on mission trips, they see different cultures, and all of our staff gets to mentor them every day.
That's amazing. If folks are interested in this program, if they fall in that age range, is there a good website for them to check it out?
Absolutely. It's cmtsministries.com.
Okay, cmtsministries.com is the place to go. How about volunteers? You guys do a lot of work, and probably that is a need of yours. Can they check it out online there too?
Absolutely. There's a tab right there on the website for volunteering, and you can volunteer with us. And you don't have to be a pastor or an evangelist to go out and serve. You can come with us. If you're a mechanic, if you're working auto body, if you can grab a weed whacker, whatever it is, we could use your help out there at our Burnville campus.
Amazing. CMTSministries.com. We're going to talk more with Joel on the way about CMTS and a little bit more about that Equip Discipleship Gap Year program on the way. Some great tunes on the way as well. Ryan Ellis, Ryan Stevenson, all the Ryans on the way next.